brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and also by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and from, two organizations that are sponsoring this weekend's Household Hazardous Recycling event, City of Bartlesville and Phillips 66. Wanted to make sure that I gave proper credit. Micah Seamers, city engineer, and Stephanie Dingman. Want to make sure I gave credit to that one, too, for coming in this morning. And Micah, you and I talk on city matters occasionally, and I know you brought this up last time you were on, but this is, I'm trying to think, it's roughly 20 consecutive years, but it's been going on for around 32 or 33, actually.
Talking about that out in the waiting area there since 1989.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Long running.
It is.
I'm not sure there's an on-off switch.
Am I off?
There you go.
Am I off? Okay, now I'm back on.
Somebody
there
was playing with that over the weekend, so now you're on. So we invite people to come on out to actually do a little bit of searching around the home today, tomorrow, up through Friday, and an opportunity for free to get rid of all kinds of things that really there's no good reason to have them hanging around the house.
That's correct. There's lots of things around the house that you just can't get rid of or shouldn't get rid of just at the dump or anything like that on a regular basis. So this is a good opportunity for that. It happens once a year right around Earth Day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good program.
It is. And your two organizations, along with many others, have come together to show that we can properly dispose of the appropriate materials. You're both on the side of the house that will be dropping off items at the Phillips 66 parking lot downtown Bartlesville, but I also caution people, refrigerators and all of those other big items, tires, motor oil, you can dispose of those over at the Washington County District 2 garage. And Micah, you've got the address in front of you, so I'll let you read that because I don't have it memorized.
Well, so this is, it's the Washington County District 2 barn. It's 2 miles east on 9th Street off of Highway 75. Actually can't even really read this, but it is my flyer's a little bit blurry here, Charlie, so
okay.
I apologize.
I don't know that that's any bigger, but if you head west or head east rather on Durham Road, I think you'll get there.
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct. You'll see it there. So, and that is, again, that's where you can take your used motor oil, your antifreeze, automotive batteries, pickup truck, car tires, appliances, washers, dryers, things of that nature. They got to be certified free.
Mm-hmm. So that means in most cases either a certificate from the guy who pulled the Freon or from the technician who removed the compressor.
That's correct.
And that, Micah, correct. We're limiting people to 8 tires. Is that correct?
I believe that's accurate.
Now, this is a household hazardous item. The dealers have other means that they can get rid of their stuff.
Right.
That's right.
There is a state program on that that is all kinds of EPA guidance that we don't need to get into today.
Exactly.
Yeah. P66 has been part of this organization before you were P66.
That's exactly right. This year we have a new director that's organizing the event, Brian Warfolk. He probably spoke on the radio last year.
Brian has been involved for the last several, but now he's in charge.
Yes, exactly. Very fitting. But Phillips 66 is one of our largest donors for this event, as well as ConocoPhillips and Chevron Phillips. I've got a whole list of donors here, whether or not they give their time or money, or in the case of Dinks, they're kind enough to feed all of our volunteers.
Kind of in-kind participation there, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Washington County, Bartlesville Community Foundation, Walmart helps out significantly. Mm-hmm. Thermo Fisher Scientific actually provides personal protective equipment for all of our volunteers.
Very important.
Very important. The Delaware Tribe, they come out, I believe, to the Dewey location, and they also help feed our volunteers. KWON right here.
We'll be broadcasting from the event. We'll actually won't start at 9 because I've got other programming that's on the air from 8 to 9.
Right.
But we'll be out there from 9 to noon reminding people of what's going on and what they can bring and what they shouldn't bring is probably almost as important as what they can bring. and where to take it. And but basically, it's, you guys make it so easy. We drive through, usually have two, three, sometimes even four lanes across, and the volunteer basically pull up the line and open the doors, open up the trunk. You don't even have to get out of the car.
No, you don't. Just pop your trunk or point us in the right direction, and our volunteers will help you out. You don't need to get out of your car. Also, we can take pharmaceuticals. That's something that we take at the Bartlesville location that people can drive through and drop off those.
I don't have those locations in front of me, but speaking of pharmaceuticals, the National Drug Take-Back Day coming up as well.
It's and also.
Bartlesville Police Department handling that at a couple of locations. I think I know, but I don't have them in front of me, so I'm not going to go not going to go spouting on that. And anytime you want to get rid of medications, there is a drop box just inside the police station.
There is.
It kind of looks like a mailbox.
That's right.
No questions asked, just put it in there.
That's correct.
Yeah, it's definitely a great service. Before I forget, I want to mention Cable One. They're kind enough to also run some information. So if you need a number to call for more information, be looking at their ads. Mm-hmm. Cunningham Graphics, we've got T-shirts for our volunteers. And Trudy Credit Union as well help us out in this event.
You know, T-shirts become a commemorative something or other, and many collections have been started with events like this.
That's very true. I've got several myself.
And kind of a reminder of, yes, I did volunteer for something.
That's right. That's right.
Micah, or I guess either one of you, let's talk about, first of all, what you should bring. And we talked a little bit about the Dewey location.
Okay.
But as far as at the downtown location, what should we take downtown?
Well, so again, this will be at the Phillips 66 parking lot.
Enter off of Adams.
That's enter off of Adams. And at this location, you can take things like the fluorescent bulbs, compact fluorescent bulbs, household cleaners. Yard care products and pesticides, herbicides, like weed killers, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Acids, paint thinners, household flammable liquids, and smoke alarms are some of the items that you can bring there.
Smoke alarms because of that little radioactive source.
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct. Most people don't really realize what's in there. But
It's extremely low power.
That's right.
We used to wear wristwatches that had more on it.
But sure. But now we got to dispose of them in a proper manner. So. Yeah. You can also take oil-based paints, no latex paint. If you do have latex paints, you can actually spread those out.
You've got a nice procedure that you've outlined for us in the past if you want to go into that.
That's correct. Basically, you can just spread that out either on cardboard or in something kind of flat where it'll dry out, and essentially peel it back out once it dries and throw it in the trash can.
Terry Lauritsen, you said just put a garbage bag down and then you can pour it on the garbage bag.
Yep. And you can mix some kitty litter in too, help it dry.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. That takes me back to some Air Force training. Anyway.
Kitty litter with Air Force?
Yeah, when it came to... Now we're talking chemical warfare suits.
Okay. So gotcha.
Key ingredient, kitty litter.
Yeah.
That's right.
It works for so many things.
It is. It's amazing stuff. You can also do oil-based aerosol and hobby paints, pharmaceuticals, again, electronics like cell phones, computers, TVs, VCRs, microwaves, rechargeable batteries. And most other electronic devices can be taken to the P66 location.
Yeah. Speaking of electronic devices, telephones generally, unless we do, there is a easy way to get rid of personal information, but people generally don't do it. You can format a hard drive, but as far as the electronic stuff with our personal information on it, we can give that to you guys with the feeling of security that's going to be taken care of, right?
That's
yes,
correct,
absolutely.
Yeah.
We wipe everything clean, so folks don't have to worry about their personal information with any of that.
Yeah, and this is more than just clean. I mean, you take pretty strict
standard. Military grade, I believe.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that's a pretty strict wipe. I don't remember the number of times, but it's like formatting the hard drive 25 times or something like that. So I mean, it has been
about as safe
wiped.
As you can be.
Yeah. So don't worry necessarily about some people go through all kinds of means of smashing the hard drive physically and everything else.
We don't need to worry about that.
Yeah. Just take your computer as it is and hand it over to the folks.
That's correct.
Well, I'm happy to tell you what you can't do since I'm a mom.
There you go.
Okay. What? Don't tell us what we can't do, Mom.
Come on,
Mom.
Some of the things that we will not accept, and unfortunately we'll just send you back home with if you do bring ammunition, if you have some of that to get rid of, that's not something we
I've
will
never
take.
Understood that. Why don't we?
Neither. I don't want to personally get rid of mine.
There is that. Yeah.
Yeah. Any biohazard?
Don't take it to school either.
Yeah. Lord, no.
Good point.
Commercially generated waste, again, this is just for domestic household waste. Anything that's an explosive, we're not going to accept that either.
Yeah, you don't want my M80s.
No, okay. No. Okay. No, save those for the 4th of July, please. Okay. household batteries. So as Micah mentioned, we do take batteries that are perhaps nickel or cadmium at the Bartlesville site, but general alkaline batteries are not an environmental concern, and there's also not much ability to recycle them. Yeah. It's very, very small amounts that you can recycle from.
In general, and this may be an oversimplification, if it's not rechargeable, then you can dispose of it through normal means.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. So long as it doesn't say nickel, cadmium,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, yeah, NiCads, all NiCad. I don't know of any NiCads that are not rechargeable, except,
true.
Well, they all have a half-life that you can only recharge sure. them so many times, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. technically they're still a rechargeable battery.
And unfortunately, we're not going to take any propane tanks if you've got some barbecue tanks or home oxygen supplies. No pressurized cylinders.
Wherever you would buy that, they'll take it back.
Absolutely. That's a very good point. Anything radioactive besides those smoke alarms, we will not accept. And if you don't know what it is, we don't know what it is, so we're not going to take that either.
But you're all running around in chem suits. I mean, we should be able to give that to you.
I'm sorry, no. But... also, water reactive chemicals or just your general trash, we're not going to take either.
Okay, leave those Class D fire things alone. We will continue on a Community Connection coming up in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1. Again, talking about the... Operation Clean House, Household Hazardous Recycling Event, the Earth Day event, however you want to describe it. Bring your stuff that you no longer want, you know, unless, of course, if it can go to the landfill, again, they're probably okay to just take it to the landfill. And Micah, that's a separate topic. We can talk about those coupons that the city has sent out if you want to just mention those. I know they're going out in water bills starting this week, I believe.
I think they're starting this week, I believe, and it's good for, I believe, one free trip to the dump. And, again, that's a pretty good savings. I don't know if anybody's been out to the dump recently, but...
I don't know what the actual dollar cost is. I wait for those coupons.
Yeah, because it is. It's substantial, and it's... And probably for good reason, probably to minimize what all is out there. But yeah, we will be sending those out.
There is a list of things that you're asking not to take to the dump, and it pretty much coincides with the list that you want at this weekend's event.
That's correct. Basically, all the stuff that you can't bring to this, you can bring with the coupon. So
yeah. And again, that's for City of Bartlesville residents. If you pay a Bartlesville water bill, then you get the coupon.
That's correct. If you live outside the city limits, you're unfortunately...
You have to find other means.
That's
so
correct.
So even if I live in Dewey and bring you donuts, I can't get one of those coupons.
Well, maybe for donuts, but no.
If you can sneak it in his personal trip, then...
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if I give you my coupon, if I'm not going to use it. But that's probably really cheating.
Technically, I think that coupon says something about not transferable.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But again, if she takes her stuff to you, then we don't know the difference.
This is true.
Yeah.
And that's a good point. This is our Earth Day event. Operation Clean House is intended for Washington County residents. So right. It kind of carries with it the same requirements that coupon does.
Yeah.
We have talked about the amount and the number of cars. We've quantified this thing over the years in just about every way you can quantify it. But if we actually talk of pounds of household hazardous waste, That's like 1 million pounds, right?
We are just over 1 million pounds after last year's collection. I'm glad you mentioned that. It's 1,003,038 pounds of waste that we've collected over the years. So it's pretty exciting. We're going to celebrate that with a few free T-shirts for our first couple of cars at each event. So get there early and maybe you can get a T-shirt. But we're just grateful that we can take all that out of the community.
Starts at 8 o'clock Saturday morning, right?
Yes.
Is this a rain or shine event?
Rain or shine. We've got tents for our volunteers. As you mentioned, some of them are in those good Tyvek suits. So we're going to keep working no matter the rain. And we'll be there from 8 to 2 that day.
Yeah, so much better than Military Mop 4. It's just I can't even compare that to actually putting on a gas mask and all that other stuff. And those suits are heavy. But anyway, this is an opportunity for people to get rid of stuff. You got a lot of volunteers. How many volunteers typically come out for something?
We usually need about 100 volunteers, and I think we have a little over that this year, which is very exciting. We had a big push come. We were a little low on numbers, and we've had a lot of people come and help out. And it's not just volunteers that sign up to take materials out of vehicles. We have the police explorers will come and help direct traffic. Washington County Emergency Management is there as well. So lots of folks from the community will just chip in their time and just help everything flow well. Mm-hmm. Also, we've had people show up and just park and come pitch in and help when they arrive. So
yeah, to unsolicited volunteers, yeah. And for the most part, they're welcome.
Absolutely, without a doubt.
So not too late to volunteer?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Micah, you should show up.
I should, you know, if baseball gets rained out this weekend.
Yeah, it's a good place to be. If your sporting events get rained out, this is the place to be.
How does somebody volunteer? What is there a phone number or point of contact?
There is a phone number. So on our flyers, or you can call the Washington County Commissioner's Office at 918-534-1170. You can go on Facebook, of course, Operation Clean House, Washington County. Liz Britton is our volunteer director. She's done a lot of work to get all these volunteers we have this year. You can contact her. Her information's also on that flyer.
Yeah. Some of the things that you may or not have talked about recently, but I know in the early years we got rid of a lot of PCBs, we got rid of a lot of other things. Mercury, people brought in, it's not something I think would take anymore, but right. I know there were some people that brought in pounds and pounds of mercury.
Yes, I've seen big flasks full of mercury.
Yes.
Come in at the drop off. So sometimes you just never know what you're going to see. But we will take your mercury waste if you have any of that.
Yeah, and it's just one of those nice things. I think actually some of that came from classrooms, so it took, mm-hmm. can really.
Say, where do you just come up with flasks of mercury?
Old chemists, you just never know.
old high school chemistry. It was around. My mother used to talk about coating dimes with mercury. When she was a kid. Make it nice and shiny.
Yeah.
But anyway, you never know for sure what people are going to bring in, as long as it's on the list of things that you will accept.
Absolutely.
That's correct. Make sure and check that list.
Yeah, let's talk about again the things that you should not bring. Because
okay.
I want to make sure that there's
time?
All you're going to do is send it back with people anyway. So
right.
let's just, overemphasize
that. I got kids too. I'm always telling them no, so.
And they listen?
Not always.
Okay.
Occasionally they do. So things you cannot bring are ammunition. Again, why would you want to bring that anyway, right? So we got biohazardous waste, sharps and needles, commercially generated waste, dioxins, explosives. So again, leave your M80s, save those for 4th of July.
Yeah.
Household batteries, anything alkaline, 9 volts, Ds, Cs, AAs, AAAs, anything essentially not rechargeable. Latex paints. Again, there's a method for getting rid of that latex paint if you do have that. Pressurized gas cylinders, like your propane tanks for your grill, mm-hmm. or oxygen, home oxygen supplies. Obviously, radioactive waste. Any unknowns, if you don't know what it is, don't bring it. We don't want it if we don't know either. And then just general trash and any water-based chemicals. So.
Yeah. But pharmaceuticals in general you will take, except for the injectables, as I recall.
Correct.
I don't think you take injectables.
That's correct.
You mentioned sharps, which, of course, that kind of covers a lot of the injectables.
Right.
Unless you're really old school, still refilling that insulin syringe.
Right.
You mentioned pharmaceuticals. That's not just for people. That's your pets, too.
Yeah.
If you have any of that expired veterinary medication that you need to bring in.
Yeah. Again, even something as simple as over-the-counter medications, aspirin, whatever, we would prefer that you not flush that down
toilet. It can get in the water, water sources and water supplies, and just not a good thing. So.
Yeah. So, again, it's all going on starting Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, two locations, and let's go. I have about 1 minute left to talk about the locations.
Okay. Locations are going to be the Phillips 66 parking lot. This is the large parking lot, just, I guess it'd be just west of the railroad tracks off of Adams.
Yep, you're kind of at the path. You'll enter off of Adams and exit onto Frank Phillips.
That's correct. And then the other location is Washington County District 2 Barn, and this is basically 2 miles east of Highway 75 on 9th Street in Dewey. And those are your two locations. Again, check the list for what they can take at each one, because they do take different things at each one. Go from there.
Thanks to all the volunteers.
Yes.
Thanks to
and our sponsors and donors.
Yes, and again, they're all listed on the City of Bartlesville's website, among other places, cityofbartlesville.org. Micah, Stephanie, thank you so much for your leadership on this event.
Thank you, Charlie.
Again, all coming up this weekend. News on the way next from the ONN.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. Authorities are working to determine